WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
7 minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather, meteorologist Dan Zero. The air's a little thicker this morning.
Yes, we are a little bit warmer than yesterday with temperatures pretty much in the 60s statewide. Just a hint of humidity in the air as well. Nothing major going on in the weather forecast, but we do continue to watch Tropical Storm Chris. Still a tropical storm and still about 450 miles south of New Jersey. Really hasn't budged since yesterday. This is still a fish storm kicking out to sea, but we are already seeing some rough surf and rip current concerns, a moderate risk for rip currents posted along the Jersey Shore today and probably for the rest of the week. Weather-wise, looking good. Feeling like summer. Sunny skies for most of the day. Some clouds build in later. It is going to be very warm, dare I say hot. Highs in the lower 90s for most of the state, closer to 80 along the shore. A few showers are possible tonight. Maybe even a thunderstorm in North Jersey, but don't expect much. It's just a smattering of raindrops. Overnight lows around 70. Partly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance for an evening shower. Highs come down a little bit. Lower to mid-80s tomorrow. Right now, Rumson is 70. Kingwood, 62. And Robbinsville also 62.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. You heard Dan talking about Chris and its impact on the Jersey Shore. As drownings and water rescues continue to grow in number down the shore, the high risk for rip currents is unwelcome news, as is a report of another danger in the water this morning. And Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, even away from open ocean waters, risk remains high even if you are an adult, an accomplished swimmer. We're learning of a 58-year-old man who drowned in a lake in Cape May County over the weekend. At the ocean, at least one person had to be pulled out in Ocean Grove last night, as shoregoers unfortunately continue to swim unguarded. Not advisable under the moderate rip current risk. You really should check with local beach patrols first, never swim at night, and always have a flotation device. And in our next report, dangers in the Barnegat Bay now. Portuguese man-o-war have returned, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. The Thai official overseeing the effort to rescue members of a teen soccer team trapped in a flooded cave said a third rescue operation is now underway. They want to bring out the remaining four boys and their coach. The governor says the rescue mission involves 19 divers. A medic and three SEALs in the cave who've been looking after those trapped are also hoped to come out at some point today. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out this morning, for the most part, 60s, 70s. Sunny skies for most of the day. Clouds could build in late this afternoon. It's going to be very warm. Highs in the lower 90s for most. Cooler along the coast. And then some showers and maybe a thunderstorm could be around tonight. And that rain threat may push into part of tomorrow. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up with Dan in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. President Trump picks a controversial nominee to the Supreme Court. And the battle lines are already being drawn. Well, the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting out, for the most part, 60s and 70s today on our way into the 90s. A little cooler along the coast, maybe a little bit more humid, and we may have some rain showers that'll be heading into the Garden State late this afternoon and tonight. We'll have more on how long that rain's going to hang around in just a couple of minutes. President Donald Trump has picked a favorite of the Republican legal establishment, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, to fill the upcoming vacancy on the nation's highest court.
Judge Kavanaugh currently teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. Throughout legal circles, he is considered a judge's judge.
With Kavanaugh, Trump replaces a swing vote on the nine-member court with a staunch conservative, already being cheered by top Republican senators. But the Democratic leader in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer, has wasted no time saying he will oppose Kavanaugh's nomination. Two police officers pulled an unconscious toddler from a backyard swimming pool in New Jersey's largest city and revived the child. We have video of that dramatic rescue at NJ1015.com this morning. The officers rushed to the home Sunday afternoon, getting the girl out of the water and reviving her before an ambulance arrived. The girl was wearing a flotation device, and her father and a family friend were home at the time, but it's not yet known how the child became submerged. A New Jersey mom who was the sole survivor after her family was wiped out in a car crash in Delaware has undergone shoulder surgery, and doctors say she is recovering. Members of her Teaneck church are now by her bedside, helping her cope with the loss of her husband and four children and to begin to plan funerals. Police say a Maryland driver lost control of his pickup, plowing into the family's SUV. He has not been charged, but the investigation continues. You stop for a cup of coffee, you take a couple of bucks out of your pocket, and the barista tells you, sorry, we don't accept money. The cashless business model is far from common in New Jersey, but a state lawmaker has legislation advancing that would put an end to the practice before it ever really gains some traction.
The bill from Assemblyman Paul Moriarty penalizes retailers with a fine if they prohibit buyers from paying with cash.
We have a lot of people that do not have access to credit. They could be poor. They could be young and have not established credit yet.
Moriarty says it's just a matter of time before cashless operations become a norm, citing a major credit card company offering incentives last year to businesses that went completely digital with payment. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It was gas that caused that massive explosion in South Jersey that leveled a home in Newfield and rocked the entire neighborhood. An elderly couple in the house killed. Investigators say there were multiple points of ignition, but they've not determined how the gas leak started. They refused to comment on reports the couple had new appliances delivered the day before. After shutting off power to a Newark home where a woman relied on an oxygen tank, PSE&G says it is investigating and encouraging other customers to inform them of possible medical and financial issues before termination gets that far.
68-year-old Linda Daniels died hours after her house lost power on Thursday. PSE&G released a statement yesterday calling her death a tragedy while explaining that they simply didn't know Daniels needed electricity to stay alive. The company claims that since January, they've contacted Daniels 26 times regarding overdue bills, including two in-person visits. It's not known why the employees who visited didn't report the oxygen tank to their superiors. Daniels' son says his mother did make a payment to PSE&G before her death, but the company hasn't responded to that claim. Daniela Burson, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy is making good on his promise to kill the controversial park test, sort of. Murphy has proposed ditching the Algebra 2 and geometry exams, as well as the 9th and 11th grade reading exams. Getting rid of park has been harder than Murphy thought. And this is a way, he says, to streamline the testing process before a new test can be created and implemented. For years, New Jersey's been known as a melting pot state, a tapestry of different races and cultures, and a new poll finds the trend is continuing.
Krista Jenkins of the Fairleigh Dickinson University poll says a just-completed survey finds 88% of Jersey workers interact with someone of a different race or ethnicity every day.
And we find that nearly 6 in 10 said they have seen better or improved results on a work project because of team members' diverse backgrounds.
Michelle Sikirka of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says the results of the survey are very positive, and it seems clear
New Jersey is one of the most, if not the most diverse state in the nation.
David Mathau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Joffrey the giraffe has a new home. For years, the 16-foot-tall statue of the iconic mascot stood outside the Toys R Us headquarters in Wayne. Now he's been relocated to the Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick. Toys R Us went bankrupt, closed all of its stores and its headquarters last month. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:12. Are we going to see an impact from Tropical Storm Chris? We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and a recap of our top stories next.
Dennis and Judy.
Why are you in denial about all the times we hang out together?
I never realized we spend far too much time together.
You know, you're right. We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, a little unsettled ahead, huh?
Yeah, just a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible. All eyes are on Tropical Storm Chris, too, but really not going to be a big deal for us here in New Jersey. The storm hasn't moved much since yesterday. It intensified slightly. Chris will probably become a hurricane later today. But it is a fish storm passing well east of New Jersey tomorrow. No weather impacts, but rough surf and rip currents will be a big concern along the Jersey shore for the rest of the week. If you're taking a beach vacation this week, be very careful in the water. Things are going to get pretty treacherous there. Sunny skies for most of the day today. It is going to be very warm, dare I say hot. Highs in the lower 90s for most of the state. The cool spot, the Jersey Shore, closer to 80 today. We'll see some clouds build in late this afternoon, and then here comes our weak cold front that'll drive just a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm through the state tonight. Timing is everything, and it's going to be too late. It's going to miss the heating of the day to really fire up into anything. So just a few raindrops, lows around 70, partly sunny tomorrow, highs come down to the 80s, should be a nice day, just a slight chance for an evening shower tomorrow, more 80s on the way for the rest of the work week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a third rescue attempt is now underway in Thailand. They are hoping to get the remaining four kids and their coach trapped in a cave out to safety today as rain showers and possible flooding move back into the area. A simple crabbing trip in South Jersey could cost a New Jersey man his arms and legs after he is infected by a very rare bacteria. In sports, Phillies and Mets split a doubleheader. The Mets won the first game on an extra inning walk-off. Yanks and Orioles also split a twin bill in Baltimore. France versus Belgium. First World Cup semifinal is today. Your Down the Shore forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Tropical Storm Chris continues to stir up the entire Atlantic Basin, and that's going to be the basis of our shore report here with rough surf and rip current concerns through the rest of the week. A moderate risk for rip currents posted today. Wave heights up to 3 to 4 feet along the Atlantic Ocean. Ocean temperatures nice and warm, 69 to 76 degrees across the Jersey Shore. Your UV index today a 9. That'll be very high. Make sure you're using that sunscreen with all that sun. Shine. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 520.
Jersey Radio.
I feel like it pertains to me more than a lot of other stations.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
523 on a Tuesday morning. And we've got another summer-like day. Ahead, temperatures could move into the 90s today, 80s along the water, a little bit more humid, already in the 60s and 70s. As for Tropical Storm Chris, that hasn't budged since yesterday, still about 450 miles south of the Garden State. It will pass well east of New Jersey, probably Wednesday. No weather impacts are expected, but it is churning the surf down the shore, and rip currents will be a concern probably for the rest of the week. Dan will break out more of that for you coming up in a minute. A reward of up to $10,000 is now being offered for information about a man who police say exchanged gunfire with a New York guardsman he was trying to rob in North Jersey. Union County prosecutors say the victim, who's a member of the New York Air National Guard Security Forces, was sitting in a parked vehicle when the suspect opened the driver's side door, robbed him at gunpoint, and then walked away. The guardsman then got his own firearm from the car, confronting the suspect. That led to a brief exchange of shots before the suspect fled, dropping his weapon. Farmers and representatives from New Jersey wineries, craft beer breweries, and distilleries are calling on state lawmakers to do more to promote their businesses.
State Senator Jim Beach, who chairs the State Government Wagering Tourism and Historic Preservation Committee, says one simple step we can take to promote agritourism is put up signs on interstate highways giving people directions to these attractions.
That's pretty stupid if we're not taking advantage of people traveling, driving through New Jersey.
State agriculture boss Doug Fisher says agritourism is fun for the whole family.
To be able to sort of go back and just put their foot on the earth and enjoy being on a farm is transformational.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dozens of immigrant children will be released from detention centers and reunited with their parents today. A government lawyer says at least 54 of the kids under the age of 5 would join their parents by today's court-ordered deadline. The parents will be free while their cases wind through immigration court, but may be required to wear ankle monitors. It's a type of advertising you couldn't avoid even if you tried. The billboard business, strong and resilient in New Jersey, one that knows exactly how many of us are driving by and paying attention.
According to Lamar Advertising, a billboard along the turnpike near exit 13A attracts the attention of more than 1.1 million people per week.
That's actual people who see the ad, not just the cars who drive by.
Chris Cockrell in the New York City, New Jersey office says the billboard business isn't as sensitive to the economy's ups and downs as other advertising avenues. When one client segment falls off, another picks up.
Restaurants are really good for us, fast food. We get a lot from lawyers. We get a lot from banking and financial institutions and healthcare.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. It is a summer-like day today, though we are keeping an eye on a tropical storm that's well away from New Jersey. We may feel a little bit of an impact from that. Dan will break it out for you coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, we are going to have the latest on that daring rescue in Thailand. Will the last of the kids trapped in that cave come out today? We'll update business news next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets mostly higher as overnight gains on Wall Street and the lack of bad news surrounding U.S.-China tariffs boosted sentiment. And Monday, it was the third straight day that the stocks have climbed at least 0.8%. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichao and Lou Hockman are at the editor's desk. And our news director is Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.